of the installation of the National Museum, let me add here that on the anniversary of the inauguration, that is to say, in December 1961, we opened the galleries of cultural anthropology, that is, consisting of costumes, jewelry, and some artifacts of the various peoples, ethnic minorities from all parts of the country. Porter, before you asked me about how it happened that I came to India, to the National Museum, you did refer to the honor that had been conferred on me on Republic Day. This is the Padma Bhushan, and it is a very great honor indeed, conferred on civilians who have won a certain amount of distinction or contributed in a useful way to some line of work. In my case, it was said for being an art historian and expert on museums. The Indians follow the British tradition in announcing awards on an important date in the history of the country. And of course, Republic Day is the outstanding event from many points of view. The Padma Vibhushan is the top award for a civilian, and this year was given to Meera Behn, the British Admiral's daughter, who devoted her life to serving Gandhiji. Next comes the Padma Bhushan, of which there were about 15 this year. Dr. Stella Kramrisch, who had presented that great exhibition, Manifestations of Shiva, which is still touring the United States, also received this award as an art historian. Others receiving it were scientists and cultural leaders in many fields. Then follows the group of Padma Shri, this year approximately 35, once again leaders in the fields of science, the arts, culture in many forms, writers, sport leaders. It is a very great honor indeed to receive the Padma Bhushan, and something to which I never aspired in even my thoughts. It came as a great surprise and touches me very deeply. I am very proud to have been included and very pleased that in the many letters and telegrams which I have received congratulating me on
the museum profession, which I have tried to serve here in Asia, is especially stressed, and I feel that the honor is not so much a personal recognition as it is a symbolic recognition of the museum profession and its importance in the cultural picture of the country today. So much for a brief reference to my experience in India. It has meant a great deal to me in many ways. However, I recognize, as you